It is 9 o'clock. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
That was my alarm.
The United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioners, there were minutes from the March 7th and March 21st meeting circulated. Were there any additions, corrections, or substitutions?
I'm not motion to accept the minutes of public.
I'll second that. There is a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes for March 7th and March 21st, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. I'd like to welcome up our road and bridge supervisor as well as our surveyor on this project. We have two resolutions today, commissioners. These deal with conversion of easements of the county roads. So at this point, Mr. Fairdog, I'll turn it over to you for an explanation.
Basically, is what we're doing is we're taking the road that goes into the fairgrounds from North Main around back to King Road and designating that as a county road. And then the other one is Cowboy Trail on the north end of the fairgrounds, which goes from North Main into the fairgrounds. And so this is just a procedure to roll them into the county road system.
And the history on those, the main road into the fairgrounds all these years, has just been a dedicated easement or what?
That's pretty much. Yep.
It was deeded as a right-of-way at the same time the fairgrounds was originally deeded back in
1910,
I think.
1910.
Something like that. Shouldn't quote me on that.
That's about right.
And then Cowboy Trail came along quite a bit later than that. I don't know just exactly.
It was in the 90s.
And
there was, I believe it was some kind of a swap where they granted that easement and then they got access through somebody else. There were four or five easements going on all at the same time there.
And Scott, do you want to also just hit a little bit, especially for our new commissioner, on the road record remediation and how that works and where you're working? And
like I said, basically is we had a back in 2009, 2010, we ended up getting a planning draft from the Wyoming Department of Transportation to go back in and look at all of our road records and so forth, because county roads don't exactly lie where they are currently today. So we kind of went through that, and we at that time we selected a consulting firm to help us, which was Bighorn Surveying and Mark. And Mark has spent a tremendous amount of time in the vault downstairs and going through all of our road records and so forth. And when that was all done, then they came back with a list and a map of where we had issues on different roads and so forth. So over the next years, we've just been working on those diligently, cleaning up road records and so forth. We've kind of concentrated mainly on the roads around, especially ones that we're looking at for reconstruction. We've got most of them, you know, locally around town and so forth like that. We're currently working on TW Road, which is a big one. That one kind of seems to wander. What kind of happened there is they negotiated right away, but then when they went to build it, when they got to an obstacle, it was easier to go around, so they went around. Well, in that time, you just shook the rancher's hand and built the road around, and the paper trail never followed. So there's just a lot of that to clean up road records and so forth. Did you want to add anything, Mark? Or?
I don't know. I think you pretty much covered it.
It's been very, very interesting. There's a lot of history in Johnson County, of course. At one time, Sheridan County, part of Bighorn County, were all part of Johnson County. So there's a lot of history there. Some of the two oldest roads in Johnson County is probably the old what they call the Buffalo KC.
The very first road was the wagon road.
Yeah,
it was basically follows I-90 to Sheridan. Same general route.
But there's some of our roads, if you chase them, like I was talking, like from KC when you come up Buffalo, Sussex, and that way, and up Trading and stuff, you'll actually end up in Bighorn County if you were to chase them that far. So, and then, like Mark was saying, there's a lot of, like I said, a lot of history. Actually, Clear Creek Road was the old stage trail. Mm-hmm. And that was actually, the old farm place was actually the poor farm. And that's where in the 30s, where people could go and basically grow vegetables and so forth like that. So it's pretty interesting when you get into it and so forth. So.
Go ahead and open the public hearing on this. I don't believe you received any written comments on...
We did not, to my knowledge, receive any written comments. We had a few people stop in and just had questions, and I mean, their biggest concern was the road staying where it was, and yes, it is. It is where it lays. So.
Are there any public comment on either of the designations, Fairgrounds Road or Cowboy Trail, as county roads? Any public comment? Public comment. Hearing none, I'll go ahead and close public comment. Commissioners, before you, you have Resolution 698, whereas the Board of Johnson County Commissioners of Johnson County, Wyoming, did on the 7th day of February 2023 adopt a resolution declaring their intention to designate Fairgrounds Road as County Road 308, as shown on the plat titled Fairgrounds Access Road on file with the County Commissioners, and be filed with the County Johnson County Clerk, said road being more particularly described as follows, and I'll dispense with reading all the henceforth. The basis of bearing for the circuit being South 89, 5411 West, and distance of 2,635.82 feet from the north quarter corner to the northwest corner of subsection 26, at monumented by iron pipe and an aluminum cap stamped LS2085, respectively, and whereas Board of County Commissioners did cause to be published in the Buffalo Bulletin and newspaper of general circulation in Johnson County a notice of their intent to designate and establish said County Road Survey 308. The proper notice was published in three consecutive issues on March 16th, March 23rd, and March 30th, 2023, as evidenced by the copy of the publication attached therein, and whereas all other requirements for notice to be provided to public and interested parties pursuant to Wyoming Statute 24-3-110 have been met, therefore, and whereas no objection to or claims for damages have been established by the County Road Survey 308 were filed and the Johnson County Clerk within the allotted time, now therefore be resolved that passage of this resolution to the Johnson County Commissioners declare the centerline alignment and right-of-way as shown and described in said plat titled Fairgrounds Access Road filed in the Office of Johnson County Clerk is hereby adopted and established as County Road Survey 308 should be called Fairgrounds Road, resolved on this fourth day of April 2023. So, Commissioners, there is Resolution 698 for Fairgrounds Road.
Motion to approve Resolution 698.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to approve Resolution 698. Any discussion or questions for the surveyor or the road and bridge supervisor before we act on this? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor of adopting Resolution 698, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 699. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Johnson County, Wyoming, did on the 7th day of February 2023 adopt a resolution declaring their intention to designate Cowboy Trail as County Road 309 as shown in the drawing titled Fairgrounds Access Roads on file with the County Commissioners and be filed with the Johnson County Clerk, said road being more particularly described as follows, County Road Survey 309, the basis bearing for this description being South 89 degrees 54-111 West, distance of 2,635.82 feet north from the north quarter center to the northwest corner of said section 26, as monument by an iron pipe and aluminum cap stamped LS2085, respectively, and whereas the Board of Johnson County Commissioners did cause to be published in the Buffalo Bulletin, the newspaper of general circulation in Johnson County, the notice of their intent to designate and establish said County Road Survey 309, a proper notice was published in three consecutive issues, March 16th, March 23rd, and March 30th, 2023, as evidenced by a copy of the affidavit and publication attached therein, and whereas other requirements for notice to be provided to the public and interested parties pursuant to Wyoming Statute 24-3-110 have been met, and whereas no objection or claims for damages from the 7th McHenry Road Survey 309 were filed with the Johnson County Clerk with the allotted time, now therefore be it resolved that by passage of the resolution, Johnson County Commissioners declare that the centerline alignment and right-of-way as shown and described of such plat titled Fairgrounds Access Road filed in the office of Johnson County Clerk is hereby adopted and establishes County Road Survey 309 to be called Cowboy Trail, resolved this 4th day of April 2023. So there is Resolution 699.
Make a motion to approve Resolution 699.
Second.
I've got a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 699. Commissioners, any questions for the surveyor or our road and bridge supervisor about Resolution 699? Hearing none. All those in favor of Resolution 699, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
We just have the plot for the County, Madam County Clerk Camino, and then also the affidavit of publication of advertisement. So do you want these or Jackie?
Let's give them to the clerk.
Okay.
And that's true. Perfect. Thank you. Gentlemen, thank you for all your work on this. Kind of where do you anticipate you're going to turn your focus to next?
We got to start on Tipperary.
That's the big one right now, and then we Barnum is one that's been hanging out there for quite a while. We need to look at that a little bit more, and then of course Little Fork, that's been out there for quite a while, that's been kind of been hanging. There's some little bit of stuff that needs cleaned up on that and so forth. So but right, and like I said, right at the moment, Tipperary is the big one right now. So
thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Next on our agenda is a request to designate the month as Child Abuse Prevention Month. This is a proclamation, County Commissioner's proclamation for Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month. Whereas children are our future, no child should suffer child abuse and neglect. And whereas victims of child abuse and neglect are known to be at higher risk for experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, low academic achievement, drug use, juvenile delinquency, teenage pregnancy, and adult criminality. Every child is precious and deserves to grow up in a healthy, safe, and nurturing environment, free from harmful effects of abuse and neglect. And whereas an estimated 1,000 children in Wyoming are victims of abuse and neglect each year, and whereas effective child abuse intervention and community prevention programs succeed because of partnerships created among community members, social services, and law enforcement agencies, schools, churches, business, and civic organizations, and whereas each April, Child Advocacy Centers of Wyoming, the Children's Trust Fund Board, Prevent Child Abuse Wyoming, Wyoming Citizen Review Panel, Wyoming Department of Family Services, the Wyoming Office of Attorney General, Division of Victim Services, Wyoming Guardian Ad Litem Program, the County of Johnson, Wyoming and other partners join together in an effort to prevent abuse and neglect through outreach, education, and intervention. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Wyoming, January 23rd, by virtue of the authority vested in me as Commission Chairman for the County of Johnson, Wyoming, do hereby claim this month of April as Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month. Witness herein this day, which is the 4th of April, 2023. There is the proclamation. What's your pleasure?
I move to approve the Child Awareness Prevention Month proclamation.
I will second that.
The motion is second to approve the Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month proclamation. Is there any discussion or public comment? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the proclamation, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Madam Clerk, it does look like we have reached the point of our agenda where we're going to consider the vouchers for the month. Did you have any additions that needed to be included in the vouchers for the month?
No, I do not. You have a full report in front of you. And the vouchers for the month total $332,130.82, which includes one prepay of $456.92.
Commissioners, did anyone have any questions for the clerk on the vouchers as they were reviewing them?
What's the prepay?
Prepay was that bill that you approved to be paid from the Harold Gerard Parson.
Was that ASCO or that one of their
They just hadn't gotten invoices to us, and so they were behind on the galleon opening. So
I move to approve the bills of $332,130.82.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the vouchers. Any discussions? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Madam Clerk, did you have additional business you needed the commissioners to transact today?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Jody, anything we need to cover this morning?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Craigo?
No, sir.
All right. Well, we will go ahead and take public comment now. Yes.
So I just have something super quick for you guys, commissioners. Just a reminder that this week is Public Health Week, National Public Health Week. So we've got lots of fun stuff going on. Today is our open house, as long as the weather holds off for us. It'll be from 3 to 5:30. Please pop in and see us. If you're on Facebook, go find us, give us a follow. We've got lots of stuff going on. And I brought some new, we've got some new brochures. So I'll pass those out so you guys can see what we're up to. That's all I have. Do you have any questions for public health?
Do you have any questions for our public health nurse? Well, we hope the tabletop exercise last week went well.
Yeah, it did.
I've been to see a part of that. So.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming.
All right, one more time, since you got the press listening, the open house is today from?
Today from 3 to 5:30.
Any questions for the public health nurse? All right, any further public comment? Hearing none, I would move to go into executive session pursuant to the public statute covering personnel. There's a motion for Commissioner Shelley. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.